decapitated body of a teenage white female was discovered in Schumer's factory in Kearney, New Jersey today by workers who found the body hanging upside down from chains wrapped around the victim's ankles. Police officials say there are indications that the girl was tortured before being decapitated, afterwards of which evidence of necrophilia had been confirmed.
Marked the site of yet another gruesome murder in northern New Jersey. Local police say some took the tale too far and left the bodies of Annie Remistella, Ann Collins, Annie Bristow, Ann Jeffries, Anna Monahan, as well as Annie Kellner, dissected and scattered along the mile strip. Distraught motorists said what they thought was just a Halloween prank saw young men waving, laughing, and even dancing with some of the corpses. Totoa police arrived
police
only to find
the
a dying
horrific
bonfire
murder
near
early
the road,
this morning
as
in
well
the peaceful
as the
town
remains
of
the victims.
New Jersey. Four young women, all in their early 20s, were found dead in the house they had shared on Ridgewood Avenue. Officials say it is not known how the killer murdered his victims, but it is believed that they were killed by his bare hands. Victims had body parts missing, and evidence of cannibalism was evident when pots and pans were found on the stove and kitchen table with human remains in them. The home itself was gruesomely decorated with messages written in blood on the walls claiming, quote, "The end is near. All must die, and we have come
a
to cleanse the living."
A recent search for the body of a missing Westward girl has been called off. She was found at what's known as Devil's Tower, incoherent and speaking in tongues. She died later that
evening. Passing hikers found the body of a man brutally beaten in the back of an abandoned shack in Garrett Mountain this morning. The body has not been identified as of yet, and police are not releasing any information regarding this incident. It is speculated that the victim was murdered by continuous blows to the head with a crowbar found near the scene of crime.